Young Wolf Pack is a weekly podcast that is designed to develop and inspire young girls and women to move with kindness. This show is focusing on women overruling life's failures to create positive, accountable connections through kindness. Our mission every week is for young girls to understand kindness is a sign of strength. I'm your host, Chloe Elam. Let's pack together so we can grow together. What's up, y'all? How are y'all doing? As you can see, today is not Wednesday. It is actually Thursday, and I am dropping another episode. Usually, the episodes come to you on Wednesday, but let me tell y'all, when I say that the devil has really been busy, he has really been busy and just trying to get me off track and keep me away from the things that God has called me to do, but I declare right now that none of that is going to happen. So I do apologize that today is Thursday and that it is later in the day than usual. I've been trying with this new podcast to drop episodes early in the morning. But like I said, the devil has been busy, and I kind of been going back and forth with, you know, what I wanted to really drop on this podcast for y'all and how I wanted to come to y'all. And then I just realized that, you know what, the best person for me to give to y'all is the best version of myself and who I really am on a day-to-day basis. And so that's what I'm going to be doing from here on out. I love inspiring women, especially Black women. And I want to do that just being myself, being who God has called me to be. And so I'm going to be doing that regardless if people want to hear it or not. I'm going to give them my authentic self. So again, I apologize that today is Thursday and you're getting this episode on Thursday, but I feel like this is my show. I might drop it on a Friday. It could be I don't know when it's going to be. But I didn't want you guys to go with throughout this week with not having anything from the Young Wolf Pack. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to put this episode out and I'm going to be very transparent and I'm going to be who I am. So the title of this message is Calculate Your Team. And so, yeah, we're going to jump straight into it. Like, I can remember being in the club with my girls and losing our minds when Webby's song Independent came on. Like, we would totally lose our minds when we would be in the club and his song would come on. We would go crazy. Like, as soon as we would hear Webby's song come on in the club, and it would get to that part of the I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T, like, my whole circle of friends, which were usually mostly family members, like, you couldn't tell us nothing. Like, when we would hear him come on, we'd be in the club and then we would hear I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that mean, man? I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that mean? She got her own house, she got her own car. Hey, two jobs, work hard, you a bad bro. If you ain't on set, I'm the gang on set. Like, you could not tell us anything. When that came through the speakers, like, we were setting down drinks, like, we was running over people, like, move out the way, let me get in the middle of the floor so I can show all these different females around me that I'm who Webby talking about. I don't know what y'all doing, but I am the girl that he is talking about. And like, we would just go crazy. And I remember that the fact that I could check off or would be checking off the list of stuff that he had said as a woman was everything to me. Like, I wish y'all knew how much I laughed while I was going over this episode and just thinking about my life. Because sometimes I sit and I just think about all the stuff that I've been through, where I've came from, how much I've grown, places that I haven't really grown at and need to be growing in those places. Like, I sit and think about that, and a lot of it brings tears, like, to my eyes, because I'm sitting there laughing at myself, like, who did I think I was? And so, like, I laugh at how ridiculously low my standards were for myself back then. Like, my entire friend base was jacked all the way up, y'all. Jacked all the way up. Now, don't totally spaz out on me or anything, because I love hip hop. I'm not really into ratchet hip hop, but I know where I came from and I'm proud of it. Some of y'all be approaching me like I've totally switched the game up. Like, no, I haven't did that. I grew up and started chasing some dreams, but like, I love God, but I still love the hood. And I don't want people to get that confused, like, because a lot of people who knew me from high school or who knew me a little bit in college, like, they get confused when they see, okay, that I blog about what God has done for me, or, you know, I talk about what God has done for me and stuff like that. And I'm not ashamed of that at all. Don't get that twisted. But I don't think there's nothing wrong with loving God the way that I love him and putting him above everything, and also loving the hood where I feel like, you know what, this is where he allowed my parents to raise me at. And I'm not saying like, y'all, I'm from Compton, or, you know, I'm from New Orleans, you know, I'm down in Baton Rouge cutting up. I'm not saying any of that, like I'm in the slums of Atlanta or any of that, but I can survive. That's pretty much what I said. I could survive there for sure. Russellville might have been country. It might have been small. But listen, it taught me some things that would allow me to be able to survive no matter where my location was, is, or may happen to be. Like, I can survive with the roughest of the roughest ones, excuse me. And sometimes people get that confused. I don't want y'all to get that confused or anything, because I love the hood. All I'm saying is, if I would have put the energy into my standards, I wouldn't be trying to kick the door down to success right now. I'd be having my door open for other women of color so that they wouldn't have to find hope in songs, but realize they are the hope for the next generation. Like, that's pretty much all that I'm saying, is that, like, I spent a lot of energy, like, listening to songs, whether it was me rapping myself, writing lyrics, or if it was just something that just dropped, like, between Plies, Webby, Boosie, every time I knew a mixtape was dropping, I couldn't wait to find one of my friends who had the computer, who had the internet, so I could go download it, burn it on a CD, and have that thing cranked all the way up in my little Nissan. Like, I could not wait for those moments. Like, it was everything to me. But if I just would have put a little more time into my dreams back then, right now I wouldn't be trying to knock the door open. I wouldn't be trying to get people to listen to my podcast so I can motivate them so they don't have to go through these stages. My door would already be open and I would already be pulling people in, because that's something about me. Like, right now with me opening up the door for myself to start public speaking, to inspire women with God and just with the things that happens to women of color, like, around me, I'm really, really passionate about that now, because God has showed me so much in these last few months, and I know there's so much more he wants to show me. But like, I would already be there. I would already be at the peak of stuff, or right in the midst of when it really, really gets good, and I see, okay, this is the fruit of all of my labor. I feel like I would already be there if I would have put a little more energy into my dreams, into my gift, than into the stuff that just kind of, you know, got me going or whatnot. But I didn't. And so, like, right now, that's what I'm fighting to do. I'm fighting for people to understand who I am. Not that I need their validation, but I'm fighting to get them to see that you don't have to wait until you're almost 30 to start doing the things that God has called you to do. Like, you can do those things when he calls you to do them, even though it's scary, even though it seems hard, even though it's going to be a lot of work. Like, once you start doing those things and you're passionate about it, then it no longer becomes work. It's like a joy to be doing the things that God has called you to do, and knowing that you're helping someone else while you are doing that. And that's what I'm trying to do. Like, open up the door for the next generation so they don't wait so long to actually have access to their full purposeful dreams. Like, that's what I'm trying to do. Like, we spend so much time, especially women of color, identifying ourselves based off a man's definition. Like, I have eliminated others wants for my life this year so I can focus on my needs. There is just some stuff that I can't focus on right now. Yes, I want to be married, but I'm not looking for a man. Some way or another, he's going to have to find me. Like, yes, I want kids one day, but I'm not laying down with Tay Tay just to get knocked up. My child needs stability just like I do. And so right now I'm focused on God's goals for my life that he has showed me a long time ago, and I just didn't pay that much attention to. Like, I love having a good time, but I'll sacrifice a good time right now to make sure that while I'm calculating, I'm not subtracting, but I'm multiplying, which is really what this show, what this episode today is all about. Like, what does your team's overall progress look like? Are your home girls or your home guys adding to your life, or are they subtracting from it? It's been said before, and I hear it all the time, but everyone is not in your life to see you win. And I think sometimes we really forget that. Like, there's people who are a part of our life, and it's not to see how much we're going to do. It's not to see, like, are we progressing? It's not to see how much money we're bringing in. It's not to see if that business gets open. It's not to see if that podcast is flourishing. It's not to see if your event kicks off right. It is simply to keep you from all of those things. Like, some people are really in your life to make sure that you're losing, but doing it in a way that you feel like you're winning because you're actually helping them more, helping them out more than you're helping yourself. Like, and we forget that. Like, women of color, especially, I think we forget that. I think we have to go through the trenches. I think the going has to get really, really tough before we really be like, oh no, she ain't that. She's not my friend. Like, she's not trying to be there for me in the way that I need her to be there for me. She actually is trying to make sure that I don't come up. Like, and I think, like, that it takes so much to happen for us to realize that, like, we give people chances after chances after chances. And all along, like, we are really trying to pull people along with us because we're like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have those women like myself, and I know a few people, and they're like, man, if I make it, you make it. And I believe them just because they've always been that person. And sometimes while we're trying to pull people along with us because we feel like, okay, I'm getting where God has called me to be, but I know there's some stuff she's trying to do. I want her to get there too. So we keep pulling her along, and then our progress kind of gets at a standstill, and we don't realize that in that moment it's because while God is trying to multiply things from us, or while God is trying to multiply things for us, the people that we are trying to drag along with us is actually subtracting while he's adding. And we're not paying no attention because we're trying to get him to multiply for them too. And I think sometimes, like, we want the people in our lives to see us win, but we also want them to be winning as well. And while doing that, we forget that everybody's not in our life so that we to help us win. They're not there to watch us win or anything. They're actually there to do the opposite. They just aren't. They just aren't as much as we want them to be. They're just not there for that. Like, they're really, really not there for that. And we can't make them be, even though we want them to be, because sometimes there's people in this world who really want to see you do the best that you can do. They really want to see you get on top. You know, they're clapping for you. They're rooting for you. They're pushing you, and all of those things. Like, some people are really in your life. They're really in your life to help you multiply. But there are a lot of people who are in your life strictly to make sure that you're not able to multiply. But because you're a kind-hearted person, you'll be fooled and won't know it until you're like 55. Like, I'm 29 years old, and it took me till I was 29 years old to realize, okay, if I keep hanging around these same people, if I keep trying to motivate just these same people who are not supporting me, who are not really trying to back me up, who really don't have the same vision that I have, I'm not going to get anywhere. Like, it took me till I was 29 to really realize, like, okay, I can't keep trying to pull along Sally and Patty and Shanika and Sharonda and all of them along with me, because even when we get to the spot where I think, okay, God wants me here right now, while I'm trying to move in that area, they are not. And so I end up, usually, I'm speaking for myself, I usually end up going to them trying to figure out a way to help them maneuver through this new area, And about time I use all of my energy on those four different people, I don't have no energy to move myself. And they don't got the energy to help me move either, because they're really not trying to move in the first place. But if I can pull them along to the next step, then of course they'll come along. But sometimes you really just got to be like, you know what? How is this person helping me with my goals? When I calculate stuff, are they adding to or are they subtracting? And when you realize that they're subtracting, you just got to be willing to cut them off. Like, calculate your team. The efficiency for your team should be peaking at like 95%. You should be able to say, okay, this person is bringing this to my life. That's about 20% of what I need right now. This person, like, yeah, they're at 10% of what I need, but they're adding to it. This person is bringing in like 30%. You should be able to calculate that the people around you are at like 95%. Are doing something good for your life to help you promote to where you're trying to get to push you into your dreams. And if you can't, like, you got a problem. You should have friends that cover up what you need them to. Like, you should have them to cover up in every area possible. Your whole team shouldn't be filled with the same exact people. Like, how are you going to grow if everyone on your team is straightforward? Like, calculate your team. And I know that, like, we hear this all the time, like, you need to be around people who are like-minded and things of that nature. And you do. We need to be around people who are like-minded, meaning, like, if you know what I'm saying, like, you're chasing your dreams, they're chasing theirs too. They can push you while you're pushing them. Like, they know that you have a goal that you're trying to reach, and by all means necessary, they are willing to help you get to that goal. If it means that they got to, like, cut off, okay, listen, we usually hang out Monday through Friday, but I know this is what you're trying to do, and when we hang out, we ain't really doing what we need to do, so we're going to have to shorten it. Like, you need people in your life that is willing to say, okay, in order for you to get where you're trying to go, we got to not spend as much time together, because when we're together, we cut up too much. Like, we got to figure out some times that we can hang out, that way you can get what you need to be getting done, you can get it done, because we ain't getting it done spending Monday through Friday with each other. Like, you need people in your life like that. You need people in your life that don't mind staying in their own lane so that your team's common goal is met. Like, and what I mean by that is that when you have a person who, you know what I'm saying, you go to them because they are accountable person, like, their accountability, you know, like, if you say, hey, I need you to call me at 5 a.m. every day, they're calling you at 5 a.m. And then if you have that person who is that positive pusher, who, when you realize, okay, I'm out here on the track, I'm supposed to be running 2 miles, but today I think I'm gonna run 2 laps, they're pushing you to do that. You don't need the person that you are using for accountability to also try to be the person that's the positive pusher. Like, get your friends in order where they stay in their own lane so that things can operate the way that they're supposed to. If we compare our team as entrepreneurs to supervisors, doctors, coaches, teachers, producers, etc., we have to operate in the same way that they kind of do. Like, imagine for a moment if a nurse decided once a patient needed to see a doctor that they were not going to refer them to a doctor because they was going to perform the duties of the doctor. Like, how would that work? How would that work? And it's the same thing when we look at our friends. Like, we need them to stay in their own lane. Like, be the friend that I need you to be and do the things that I need you to do. What you do best is the only thing that I really need you to do in this relationship. I don't need you to try to do what Sharonda doing just because you feel like, okay, Sharonda good at that, but I'm better at that. No, just stay in your own lane. And that's something that I'm realizing with myself. Staying in my own lane. Like, I got to tell myself sometimes, okay, she got somebody that's going to do that. He got somebody that covers that. That ain't really my thing. That ain't what I'm gifted at. So I have to stay in my own lane. But then I have to look at myself and like, okay, all my friends think that I need them all to do the same thing, but I don't. I actually just want you to be the best version of yourself that helps us all get to the place that we're trying to get at. Like, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work for the nurse trying to be a doctor. Just like it wouldn't work for you trying to be somebody that you're not just to say that you can do better than the person that's next to you. Like, just be who you are called to be. It's the same way when we are organizing our teams. even though it's outside of the workplace sometimes, but when you have this dream that you've been dreaming about since you were 7 and now you're 25 and you're realizing you can do it, you need people to just operate in their purpose, operate in what they're good at, and you don't need them to do anything else. Surround yourself with like-minded people that all help you to calculate up to the common goal. You need a variety of friends on your team. I'm going to share this list of friends that I found doing research that all women need. Like, I'm going to share that with you all today. One, because I laughed at myself when I realized, okay, I'm this person and I'm that person. But two, because I realized, okay, I still need this person and I still need that person in my life and I don't have them. But I just found it interesting because I'm like, yep, I can understand that. I see why they say we need this person and need that person. I'm going to run through them, kind of tell you what they mean to me. And you may realize that you have that person that fits each shoe, or maybe you'll realize you need to start switching up shoes because you are without. Like, I found out quick. Like, yep, this is probably why I'm at the place that I'm at right now in my life, just because of certain situations. So, I'm gonna run through the list of what is needed and what isn't, or not really what isn't. You can decide that on your own, but okay, let's shoot straight to it. The first one is you need a sister. The sister in your, the sister on your team is the person that you know, like, they're there for you no matter what. Like, if you say, you know what, I'm gonna do this. Yep, you can do that. Like, they're not trying to be in anybody else's lane, but they're there for you for everything, pretty much. Like, I know right now, if I was to ask my real sister to do anything, especially while I'm chasing these dreams, she's going to do it. Like, your sister is the person that, okay, yeah, like, at first, you know, I have a podcast that's talking about this, and I'm like, nope, that ain't getting it. Now I got a new podcast. My sister, if I go to her right now and say, I don't want to talk about women overruling life's failures no more on my podcast, and the way we can do that is with positive, accountable relationships and do it through kindness. Like, I don't want to talk about that no more. I want to talk about it. My sister's going to be like, okay, cut it off. Let's do it. Like, you need that person in your life that is like a sister to you. They're like, they ain't trying to take nothing from you. They ain't really trying to get nothing from you. They just trying to be like, whatever you want to do, I believe that you can do it. You can call them crying. You can call them hype. You can call them screaming and hollering. You can text them talking out your mind. You can rant on and on and on and on with this person, and they're not going to cut you off. Now that's a sister. Number two, you need the core opposite friend. The core opposite friend is somebody that's nothing like you. Like, nothing like you. Like me, most of my friends are, or they were, hoopers. I have about 2 friends that I really consider friends that can't play a lick of ball. And I never thought that would be possible, because usually my friends are, they're athletic, they can hoop. I don't mean they was on a basketball team, I mean they can hoop. But you need that core opposite friend, because they add a different value, they add a different vision to your life that you may have never seen, and they usually add different ways that you can do things that you never would think about, because you kind of think on one level, like you think only this way, because that's who you are. But you need the core opposite friend. Then you have the straight shooter friend. Now that's the friend that's going to give it to you raw. Like, my straight shooter friend, like, has to be really close to the way my dad is, like, because my dad is a straight shooter. He don't care if it's gonna hurt my feelings. Usually it's gonna be for the best, but he gonna send it to me straight, like, nope, that ain't working. Like, that ain't gonna get it. Like, I have a friend right now who pretty much told me, like, listen, if you don't start doing these speaking events, you can't ask me to do nothing else with you, because I know that's your calling and you know that's your calling and you're taking too long. So if you ain't gonna do what God has really called you to do, if I don't see you launch some kind of event, you can't ask me to do nothing else. Straight shooter. You need your straight shooter friends. Then you need the risk taker friend. Now the risk taker friend is that friend that will try anything with you. Anything with you. This is the friend that, like, if you be like, yep, today I think I'm gonna rob the bank, and I'm not telling y'all to go rob the bank, but I'm saying they're gonna be like, let's get it. Like, listen, I have a friend that right now that I could call her and ask her to do anything. I was about to put some limits on it, but I can't even put any limits on it. She gonna be like, let's get it. Like, let's get it. Don't care. If she feel like it's, I'm trying to better myself, let's get it. If she feel like it's the dumbest ideal ever, let's get it. You need the risk taker friend, because the risk taker friend is going to be that person that's like, you know what? If you don't try it, you don't know if it's going to work or not. Like, I try with you. I'll be there with you. I'll drive down to do it. Like, you need your risk taker friend too. Gotta have them. Number five is the positive pusher. Now, the positive pusher is not like the risk taker. The positive pusher is that when you throw this idea to them, they have nothing but positive things to say about it. Even in their head, if they be like, nope, that ain't gonna work. Like, that ain't finna do anything for you. They're still going to push you into that thing. Like, when you decide, like, no, I can't, I'm scared, they're right behind you, nope, pushing you. If you got 20 steps to get up and you're on number two and you're too afraid to get to number three, number four, five, you ain't gotta worry about it, because they're gonna push you so much that you're gonna start believing in yourself. You need the positive pusher friend. Number six is the hustler friend. You need the friend that is able to hustle for themselves, able to hustle for you, or able to show you how to hustle. Like, your hustler friend, they will try anything to get the money, to get the business started, to get everybody listening to the podcast, to get the book in somebody's hand. Like, one of my friends, literally every time I would do a book signing, like, immediately after, she's texting saying, listen, you got another one? Let me know. Or matter of fact, if you want to give me a few books, I'll try and sell them over here, like, for you, like, because I believe in what you're trying to do right now for our people. Like, so just, you need the hustler friend. Like, the hustler friend is going to come out with something. Like, I got a cousin who's like that too. She might walk in knowing, okay, yeah, they said the car's $10,000, but by the time she come out of that joint, she might have paid $7,000 for it, $6,500. Like, hustler. You need your hustler friend. Number seven is the friend, the prayer friend, the spiritual friend. That's the friend that, like, ain't gonna let you take your eye off God for nothing. When the devil is working with everybody that we listed above, or the people that we're gonna list after this, they're not gonna let the devil steal no kind of joy. They're praying for everything. You ain't even gotta ask them for the prayers. They already let you know. Oh, I already done covered that. You covered. Like, they're spiritual. They're letting you know that, yeah, like, you got all these great ideals and you're trying to do all these things, but if you take your eye off God for 1 minute, baby, all of that's crashing. That ain't gonna work. You need somebody that is praying for you, not praying against you, but they're actually praying for you. Number eight is the accountable one. You need your accountable friend. Your accountable friend is somebody, like I said earlier, you can say, listen, I really need to be up at 5 a.m. every morning. I'm sleeping through my alarm. They're gonna be like, I got you. Even when they ain't gotta be at work to 8 o'clock. They'll set their alarm for 4:45 and call you from 4:45 all the way to 5:10 just to make sure that when you said, okay, I'm getting up, that you're actually up, done jumped in the shower, getting in the shower, dressed, and getting ready to go out the door. You need somebody that's going to hold you accountable to everything that God has called you to do and everything that you're trying to put your foot on. Number nine is the straight fool. Now, listen, you need a straight fool in your circle of friends. When you get to calculating to see, okay, how is this stuff going to add up? Are these people adding up? Are they adding to my life or taking away? You need somebody that is a comedian, that when times is hard and everybody is just trying to figure out how is this going to work, about ready to give up, somebody coming through cracking a joke that makes you forget about all of the things of the world and everything that has happened bad on that day. You need you a fool on your team. You need somebody that's cutting up consistently, not slowing down the team, but keeping you laughing. And then number 10 is the analyzer. Now, this is the person who analyzes everything for the good and the bad. They already got it mapped out. Okay, if we're going to do this, it needs to go kind of this way, because if you don't do this part and she don't do that part and I'm not doing my part, it ain't nothing going to work out. I done mapped it out. If everybody's doing what they're supposed to do, it should come out looking like this. But if any of us get off task, if we start to swerve off of this road, then this is kind of what we're going to have to do to get to the point we're trying to get to, which is going to take us an extra few days. It's going to take us an extra few months. It might take us an extra year. If stuff ain't how we all done sat down in this meeting and planned it together, it's all. Like, you need somebody that done analyze the stuff, the good parts and the bad, on your team. Like, we need to be able to calculate our team. And once you go through all of these 10 people, if everybody's doing what they're supposed to do, then you don't have to worry about if your team is efficient or not, or if they're adding up to like 95% of, you know what, they're adding to my life, because you already know. You already know. And I'm not saying that everybody got to have 10 friends or any of that thing. I'm just saying that I believe in this list. And when I look at my life, I'm like, okay, I can knock off a few of these I have. But a few of these I know I need, because that's why stuff is not shooting. It's not jumping. It's not doing what it's supposed to do, because I don't have these people in order. When I calculate my team, I can't get up to 95% right now. Do I need to be knocking people off, or do I need to be adding people too? Right now in my life is I need to be adding people, because I have this issue with trust anyway, but I have a few people in my life who, listen, they're there no matter what. They don't care what I got going on or any of that. They're there. But then I'm looking at the list and I'm like, but I kind of need these people, because that's probably why I'm not really operating in my purpose the way that I need to be, because I don't have these people in these places that I need them in. And so I'm working on it right now. I'm working on being able to calculate my team, and my team being efficient. Being efficient, sisters of color being efficient, there for me, like no matter what, and vice versa, like I'm in their corner as well. Like I need to be able to calculate my team. I need to be more excited about saying like I got this strong team of people who are behind me no matter what than I was to yell out Webby song. I need to be able to do that. So this week, that's pretty much all I wanted to come to you and say, is to be able to calculate your team, be able to have people in place that are able to recognize what your vision is and not try to make your vision become blurry or get you off track, so that you can see the vision clearly, but actually can meet that goal and get there. Like you can make the vision become a reality. Like have people in your life that are really, 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 really in your life to multiply things and not subtract things for you. So that's all that I have for you this week. I guess we can get straight into now the kindness notice and the word of the day. So the other day I was watching Ellen. I love Ellen, by the way. And actually it was not even the other day. It was just yesterday. And Kobe Bryant had appeared on her show. And he had came with the jerseys to a family. Signed jerseys, his jerseys to a family that had a young son who was dealing with having seizures. And this young boy would have like 200 seizures a day. So he wasn't able to stay in school till about noon. Right when it got noon, he couldn't stay in school that long because he would have so many of these episodes that they wanted him to be where he would be comfortable with his family and with his friends and stuff. And so one of his biggest dreams was to see Kobe Bryant and to have Kobe Bryant's jerseys. And I just thought it was so sweet, even though I know, you know, when we look at it, Kobe Bryant is this person who has all of this money and he's famous and everything. So it shouldn't be anything for him to take, you know, a little moment of his time and stop what he's doing to get to this kid. But I just, in that moment, because I wasn't really a big Kobe Bryant basketball fan, I have came to realize I like Kobe Bryant, the man, the businessman, way better than I did the basketball player. I feel like he was very arrogant when he played ball. I'm not trying to get off subject, but I wasn't a Kobe Bryant fan. However, like just in his Twitter world and the things that I see him write or when I hear him speak, I'm like, man, he is very intelligent. So shout out to Kobe, who probably won't ever hear this, but it's just the principle. Shout out to Kobe for showing up on Ellen's show to make this boy's day, and bring not only him, but his brothers and his sister's jersey and be able to just shake his hand. And I am a really observant person, and I just notice a lot of stuff that I just don't think people really realize sometimes it can mean a lot to them. But I just sat and watched how Kobe, like, every second would just shake the little boy's head, like, put his hand on his head or pat him on the knee just to tell him. And, yeah, I actually just patted, so I'm sorry if that was loud in your ear. But just to tell him, like, you're going to make it. Like, you're going to beat this. You're going to get over it. I just felt like that was something very kind for him to do. And just that, just that little time that he spent with that little boy is something I know that kid will never forget. His family will never forget. That retired Kobe Bryant stopped everything that he was doing just to show up for that kid. And so I thought that, yeah, so our word of the day is debonair. And debonair means to be courteous, to be gracious, or having some sophisticated charm. So try and use that word throughout the rest of the week until we meet again. I kind of like to give you all a word of the day because I give myself a word of the day every day. And just trying to educate you wonderful people. So, until I talk to you guys next week, I hope you are inspired with something that you heard today or something that you get from this podcast. I am trying to do any and everything that I can to be able to motivate and inspire, especially women of color. I am working to try and get to the top of the mountain because God has told me that is where I belong. And so any and everything that I can do to get there, I am aiming to do that. I don't know how God is going to move me, but I am willing to fail over and over again just to succeed so I can see exactly what it is that he has for me. So, yeah, I hope you are enjoying this podcast. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your week. Until then, peace out.